All right, so it must be an old video, but it's Pat Mahomes.
Courtside where?
I think it's at a Texas Tech basketball game, but for some reason it's making the rounds right now where Pat Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes were sitting courtside, and cameras caught her talking to a friend because she was kind of clapping, but maybe not all that into the game. And then she leaned over to her friend and said, "Patrick told me no resting B-face," and then made like a very mocking, smiling,
B-face?
Blinking eyes, and then a B-face. Man, I got to say, Pat okay? Like, I'll be honest with you. I think some of the things said about his family are pretty heinous. Just because that dude makes $50 million a year, it shouldn't mean that, like, his dad is different. His dad is committing crimes. Actually, just got another DWI. And I guess his brother is committing crimes as well. But, like, Brittany Mahomes just seems tedious. Like, at the same point, man, this was the most inopportune time for her to get caught on video. That's like the worst thing of, like, yeah, this dude just said, "Hey, can we just maybe not with the RBF?" And then caught mocking that idea on video.
I got to see it. Where do I see it at?
I can put it in the DMs if you'd like, because I'm looking at it right now. Just stall for time.
Can you put it in the DMs?
I'm putting it for DMs, but you got to stall for time.
I what?
You have to stall for
stall
time.
Stall for time. I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
So it's Tuesday.
Nailed it.
I won't see you next Tuesday.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I can't make the joke I'd like to.
Yeah.
It's in the DMs now.
It is? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So now I'm going to stall because this is how it works is in a radio relationship, one of us is always stalling and it's me. But you take turns.
It's because you're good at it.
That was a jam up. That was a jam up. That's on me.
That hurt.
I walked that back immediately. You know I love you.
It hurt.
Now you got to say the eraser phrases now. But no. Have you seen the video? Are you watching in real time?
Here we go.
He's now watching the video, folks. Okay.
Do you need some...
Play-by-play?
Oh, there it is. All right, hold on.
Okay. He's watching the video. In-depth analysis here. You'll be able to watch and get this all fall ESPN. Maybe there's a Texas Tech.
No, I'm watching it. I see, like... I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There might be more to her than I think people realize. She seems like she's got a good sense of humor.
Dude, I think she has, from everything I've seen, a fantastic sense of humor.
You're a big fan of her sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm a sense of humor addict.
That's that sense of humor thing?
Unintentionally.
Speaking of vibes, people don't like Brittany Mahomes' vibes. I think that's weird. You're only seeing her on camera. Stop being weird about stuff. Speaking of vibes, is the vibe down on the Browns ahead of the season?
Yeah. I think so.
Am I okay to show your work here? Because I'm curious where you're getting it from.
I mean, I just think that there's not a lot of buzz about the Browns. I think some people are hesitant to kind of go all in on the team because... there's so many like uncertainties with the Browns. And so I think there's a lot of fans out there that are in wait and see mode.
I do think that vibes are down. And it's the just in general, and I don't want to steal, Ken made a big point on this, how we're just in a weird spot right now. Whether it's with the Guardians, the Cavs, or the Browns, but specific to the Browns, coming off a playoff appearance, coming off...
Playoffs,
coming off 11 wins, in what has been the most... Like, part of me just wants to say, maybe we're just so accustomed to the negative. We're so accustomed to the, oh my God, how could they possibly only win two games this year? Or tanking, or any of the other stuff. That we're more comfortable with wartime than we are peacetime. I think that's a piece of it. I don't think it's all of it, man.
No,
this is a team. I mean, man, any time we talk about the Browns in the first 12 years, even last year, any time we talk about the Browns leading up to the regular season, and it is everybody ready, you know, brown and orange colored glasses. Dude, I'm not getting that. That homerism thing that I think we've all got. I actually am super optimistic. I think 11 wins is absolutely on the cards. I think winning the division is in the cards. And everybody I talk to goes, yeah, I think that's possible. But then it's immediately followed by, but I don't know. And so, like, I don't think it's, because I think it's, you and I talked about this earlier. Very rarely is it ever one thing. But I think it just might be a culmination of a lot of a lot. Like, I do think some fans are still irritated about the Baker Mayfield thing. I do think some fans are still upset about the Deshaun thing. I think now the Deshaun thing has taken on its whole other life because he hasn't been healthy. And when he was healthy 2 years ago, he wasn't any good. So I think getting rid of Joe Flacco, I think, is part of the vibes being down. I mean, dude, I'll be honest with you. They were a good team in the middle of the season before Joe took over. But because it was PJ, because it was DTR, the vibes started to go. And the second Joe stepped in and gave you a chance to win, you kind of saw people come back to this team and get excited. And so maybe we're sleeping on that a little bit. What do you think about that one? What do you think about this take?
I mean, what? So the Flacco part of it? Or
the Flacco part, that could be a big part of why vibes are down.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of people out there, fans of the Browns, that loved the Flacco run. And part of the reason they loved it is because they don't like Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
I think those people, you're never going to change their mind.
What's funny is, aren't those the same people who weren't happy when he got rid of Baker? I don't make a perfect concentric circle over it, but I think there would be a strong overlap.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know. I think those same fans, even though they may not like Deshaun, they'll be okay with him playing if they win.
Mm-hmm.
Rex, they just may not buy his jersey.
Rex on Twitter saying, I agree that vibes are down this year for the Browns. However, this could be a good thing because I can't remember a year that recently that vibes weren't down. No, I don't love it. And listen, part of this is vibes are up even right now for the Guardians. Like, look at attendance for the Guardians. Certainly look at how what a successful season the Cavs had, although it's a disappointing end of the season. And again, neither one of those are in rock-solid situations you'd expect, but at least I would say the vibes are up. I just have never seen this town, and it's not just this town, this region, be here with the Browns. Real Xavier P. has a gets us meter thing saying the vibes are down because the coach, GM, and quarterback don't meet the gets us meter of the loud fans in city. The stadium talk has shown me this fan base isn't used to change and are stuck in certain tradition. I feel like I hear more people want the stadium than not, but he's saying a great coaching staff, possible new stadium, and they hate it. And then said Joe Flacco got those fans. They love the guys who look like them or get them. Simple. Okay. I also think when it comes to gets us meter, the most gets us meter guy on the team is Nick Chubb. So again, I think it's all a little bit of everything we've said. I think if the vibes are truly down and it's not just us talking here, kind of think Nick Chubb not being out there and uncertainty about him hurts them too, because hey, you don't like the quarterback? There's Nick Chubb. Hey, you don't think you have a number one receiver? Nick Chubb. Hey, you're not sure if Kevin Stefanski's going to be in a play caller? Nick Chubb. Hey, they fired AVP? Nick Chubb. Can't really do that.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Chubb is and will be for the foreseeable future like the backbone of the organization. What stinks is what's going to happen when he gets a little bit older and the tread's wearing thin and the Browns have to make a decision like they did with Bernie back in the day. Because I think Nick Chubb is like really one of the most liked Browns players, arguably of all time.
I think you could make a case that there's no wrong Nick Chubb could do. Like, I just think...
Yeah, and I think you would trust Nick Chubb to watch your kids.
Yeah, no, I think 100%.
He's that good of a dude.
Yeah, well, and I just think, like, he's never... You know, with Deshaun, it was complicated. Honestly, with Baker, it was complicated for people. With the Haslams, I think it's complicated. With so many different things, and even Miles at points, because of, you know, the what was going on during the car crash and all the other little stuff, or there's little situations with Miles. It's never been complicated with Nick Chubb. He's quiet, he works his butt off, and he's elite. And I think, like, kind of like Joe, but different. Like, you saw Joe play, but I think we took pride in Joe because everyone said how great Joe was. Not everybody was like, not everybody was watching every snap of Joe Thomas, because he's a tackle, and that's not how you watch football. That's not how most people watch football. You watched every snap with Nick Chubb because he touches the ball 20 to 25 times a game. Poker Dog on Twitter saying, new tweet came in.
What was his name again?
Poker Dog.
Okay.
Why my vibes are down on the Browns?
Poker Dog?
Yeah. O-line. O-line. You're such a... You know, I don't want to hear about jamming you up for the rest of the show after that. I don't hear a damn word
you're talking about.
O-line, quarterback, running back room, defensive secondary, and middle of the D-line are all questionable. Okay, but this is the same team that went to the playoffs last year. Minus Joe Flacco. Add Jerry Jeudy. Like, guys, we've polished so many more turds than this. Like, so many worse situations. We've been what was it, 3 years ago, when they just... Well, I guess technically this would be 2022, when they just turned it all over to the rookies and said all these Andrew Berry draft picks, who we found out weren't quite ready for prime time, we're going to give them a step up, and they won 7 games. So, like, that roster, we went into that season saying, I actually think the roster's going to – Jordan Elliott just has to take a step up, and this player just has to take a step up. And Joe Woods, maybe he finally, like – I don't know, has a relationship with players on the defense instead of just sitting in a room and watching film all day and scheming up things, which is cool, but not really part of the job. Well, not the only part of the job on the defensive coordinator. Like, I don't know why this would be the team. Like, singularly, I don't know if one specific team that should mean one specific reason. I'm cool with it being 12 reasons, but, like, middle of the D-line or questionable, I don't – guys – the whole team's been questionable, and we've been like, I think they can win 6 games this year when we knew they were going to win 1.
I don't think you can do it.
216-474-0092. Tommy in Brunswick, you stick there, pal. But the question for you guys is, are vibes down with the Browns ahead of the season? We've got more on that, more on Nick Chubb, next on 92.3 The Fan. So listen, vibes are up in the show. You got 2 more shows after this
just
one.
Just vibing around.
And so you're feeling good, we're feeling good, but maybe not in the Cleveland Browns. And, I mean, I do think, like Chris on Twitter saying, come on, you know why the vibes are down. Watson, so on and so forth, especially coming off an injury. You haven't any good haven't heard any good stories about him from camp at all. And Chubb may never truly recover. All right, so Chris went all the way down. The vibes are all the way down with Chris there. And Matt saying Browns vibes are down because we have the same old early season optimism, but deep down we all know they'll mess it up. I don't get that. I don't get the same old Browns thing. I really don't. It's a little wild to me. Like, you know, again, if you... it's been 2 seasons with Deshaun that have not been the way you wanted to. Totally get it if that's your reason for vibes down. The Chubb injury and not having him out there week 1. Guys, it's probably the best reason you can. We love Nick Chubb. He gets us. That's rough. If you're angry about moving on from Joe Flacco or like any of the things that we talked about in the last segment makes sense to me, other than the Randy Quaid from Major League Two, you know they're gonna mess it up. Like they did win 11 games last year and were in the playoffs. Like that's what's hard to reconcile is when like vibes were higher last year going into the season, coming off the worst season we'd have with Kevin Stefanski. Last year, it would have made these vibes would have made incredible sense last year.
Yes.
But now? And also, I don't know, man. Maybe I can be very optimistic just in general. I don't dwell in dread. I did that for the first 36 years of my life. It got me nowhere, so I've kind of had a perspective change. But, man, I got to tell you, like, I don't feel any dread about this team. I think it's pretty cut and dry. He will or he won't. You will win.
He
you
will.
Won't. But like, I
or
don't
he
think.
Won't.
Like, I think the worst.
Like, I don't know what that was.
Oh, J.G. Wentworth. Is that what we're going for?
You know what? It did sound like that.
It was very 877
cash now. Yeah.
What a
great jingle that is.
I also liked it because they would have actual opera singers, and they looked
the people like on the bus.
Yeah, but they'd be like big people.
People.
It's just my people. By the way, morbidly obese
not
people.
I am derailing. So. That video that we took yesterday during my announcement.
Yeah.
You're right, man. I said people like 8, 9, 10 times.
That
was 2 minutes.
So I should jam it 100 times today because my restraint yesterday.
It's pretty remarkable.
Was maybe the most restraint I've ever had in my life.
I think you're just happy you didn't have to talk for half an hour outside of a couple of words.
I got that BNP treatment.
You did.
Yeah, they got a press conference. Dan's there to fill time. Like, I got the situation. I could just kick my feet up. Actually, I was so actively listening that I was probably more tired after that segment than any other segment. Because I was like there in case you needed me, but I didn't want to overpower you.
Because you are a powerful guy.
That's what people say about me. Nick Wilson's a powerful
guy.
Well,
I'm saying it. And I know firsthand.
But you felt it. But
I mean, you cooked me meat.
That's true. Chili. I've cooked you meat. Had you given you some of my jerky? I mean.
Oh, your jerky was.
I gotta make
delectable.
Some of that. I gotta make. I'm super hungry now. I haven't had sugar in like. Almost 48 hours or more. So I'm just jerky sounds so good right now. Let's go with Jack, who says the vibes are high. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how we doing, gentlemen?
Doing very well. Appreciate you calling. What you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, last caller took a lot of it. I mean, last season for us to end up in the playoffs obviously didn't go the way we wanted. But the fact that, I mean, it's tough. If Nick Trelle being out is the only reason we should be down, I mean, we made the playoffs damn near without him all season last year. So, I don't know. I also tend to be on the optimistic side, but I just have a hard time coming into this season without high expectations. I think Deshaun's going to finally, you know, do what we signed him to do. And if that's the case, I have all faith in the defense. Hopefully, they just got to be better on the road this year.
Like, I kind of have hinted at this, Jack. Thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate you chiming in there. I kind of think because I've seen Kevin Stefanski, I mean, the guy hasn't had a healthy quarterback since 2020. And the man made the playoffs last year on quarterback number 5 and got the best thing out of Joe Flacco anybody's seen since probably 2016. So, like, even if, because I think like, again, with Deshaun, I can understand if people are down or vibes are down because of Deshaun's health or because of how people perceive his play, although I even disagree with that. But, like, even if Deshaun doesn't stay healthy this year, I think they've shown you. Like, I think they're going to be competitive. And that's where the expectations start. And then, like, I think they're going to be at least a 9-win team. I think they're probably closer to a 10 or 11 win team. And like I think they should compete for an AFC North title. And every team in the NFL has questions. Every team's going to hit the ground running with an imperfect thing because the preseason no longer matters anymore. Like, I don't want to tell anybody, if your vibe is down, I cannot share it any less. I'm not even trying to be a homer. I just, maybe it's slightly contrarian, but I think we're pretty darn okay. I think this team is going to surprise people, and we'll see week one Dallas. I think Dallas is a game you should win. I think you are going to beat Dallas. All right, guys.
How's it? I'm sorry to cut you off. How's it a game you should win when it's a pick 'em and you're at home?
Because I don't like that Dallas roster.
Vegas, and again, that's not the end all be all, but Vegas is telling us it's a toss up game. So I don't know. I'm really jamming you up for no reason here, but I'm just making the point that it is a game that people are predicting could go either way. To say that they should win is like, I feel like that's a game. Like, Pitt should beat Kent State this weekend. That's a game they should win. Ohio State should beat Akron this weekend. That's a game they should win. The Cowboys and Browns.
50-point game and comparing it to a one-point game?
Yeah, it's probably
game?
Not fair, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think. Like, the Browns were favored by 7 to 10 points. You're like, this is a game they should win.
I think the Browns should be closer to three and a half point favorites. And I think Vegas is massively overrating Dallas. It would not surprise me if Dallas was a below 500 team this year. And that's with Dak, who I think is underrated at this point. That is a bad roster. That's the worst roster they've had in a minute there. Our vibes down in Cleveland. 92.3 The Fan.